This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Time now is 7:49. It's time now to find out how the markets are.
Hey, good morning, America. I'm sure.
Well, we've got a pretty quiet morning going on, but
Lala call between
Dow Jones down 72 points. The Nasdaq.
The customers weren't objective.
That's not me.
Made with the same quality and care.
The low 60s. Go out and make it a great day.
Get an update on your morning commutes with
financing for a quality unit.
Surrender yourself to the Lord.
Airline stocks are actually rallying a bit this morning.
first instant human toll of any crime, and that may be true. But there are terrorist crimes with effects a bit more drawn out that are much more extreme. Nevertheless, it's a historic event, because there was a change. The change was the direction in which the guns were pointed. During these close to 200 years, the United States expelled or mostly exterminated the indigenous population, many million people, conquered half of Mexico, carried out depredations all over the region, Central America, sometimes Vietnam, conquered Hawaii and the Philippines, killing several hundred thousand Filipinos in the process. Since the Second World War, it's extended its reach around the world in ways I don't have to describe, but it was always killing someone else. The fighting was somewhere else. It was others who were getting slaughtered, not here.
Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. This is the 24th episode of the show. We've got 7 more until we end it. So I've basically have to figure out what to do in these 7 shows. I'm hoping to get one more series. You know, we had the elements and we had the seasons. Hopefully we can get something like that going. To end off the show. But today's episode is a fairly standard show. It's going to be about vocal samples and spoken word. And, you know, it's very common in post-rock. Godspeed and Silver Mount Zion are two bands who've used it a lot. And Godspeed is very famous for it with all their, you know, vocal samples of people ranting and raving and the world is over and all that kind of stuff. So today's show is going to have, I mean, all the songs in today's show are going to have some kind of vocal samples or some spoken word. And these songs aren't necessarily the songs with the best samples. I wanted to pick out a bunch of songs that the samples were a big chunk of the song. You know, you can play something like Tahin Kilfusha by the F. Pretoria Report, but the whole track is 11 minutes long and the samples are basically only within the first 2 minutes. So, you know, it's the other 9 minutes has nothing to do with the rest of the show. So I wanted to use some songs that have significant usage of samples. And the first track we played was by From Monument to Masses. It's called Sharpshooter. It's off their album The Impossible Leap in 100 Simple Steps. And they're, From Monument to Masses is generally a band that uses quite a bit of samples. And they do a pretty damn good job at it. They're one of the best at it. So hopefully you enjoyed that song. We'll move into another song right now. It's by a band called Don't Look Back. They're from France. The song is called Dark Mobson. It's off their album Brighter, which was released in 2005. And they haven't released anything since then. And they use samples a lot. I mean, the whole album, this whole album Brighter uses it. And they do a very good job at it. It's a very good album. So hopefully you enjoy this song. We'll be back later with some more stuff. Yeah, anyway, here's Don't Look Back with their song Dark Mobson.
Farewell, you sagging belly, with your fear of Hitler, with your mouth of bad short stories, with your fingers of rotten mandolins, with your arms of fat Patterson Porsches, with your belly of strikes and smokestacks, with your chin of Trotsky and the Spanish War, with your voice singing of the decaying of broken workers, with your nose of the bad leg and your nose of the smell of pickles of Newark, with your eyes of Russia, with your eyes of no money, with your eyes of false China, with your eyes of Al-Nor, with your eyes of starving India, with your eyes pissing in the park, with your eyes of America taking a fall, with your eyes of failure at the piano, with your eyes of your relatives in California, with your eyes of Ma Rainey dying in an ambulance, with your eyes of Czechoslovakia attacked by robots, with your eyes going to painting class at night in the Bronx, with your eyes of the killer grandma you see on the horizon from the fire escape, with your eyes running naked out of the apartment screaming into the hall, with your eyes laid away by the policeman to an ambulance, with your eyes strapped down on the operating table, with your eyes with a pancreas removed, with your eyes of appendix operation, with your eyes of abortion, with your eyes of overage removed, with your eyes of shock, with your eyes of divorce, with your eyes of stroke,
with your eyes alone,
with your eyes alone,
with your eyes,
with your eyes,
with your eyes,
with your eyes,
with your death full of flowers,
with your death of flowers.
Farewell, with your sagging belly, with your fear of Hitler, and your mouth of bad short stories, with your fingers of rotten mandolins, with your arms of fat Patterson porches, with your belly of strikes and smokestacks, with your chin of Trotsky and the Spanish War, with your voice singing for the decaying, overbroken workers, with your nose of bad leg, with your nose of the smell of the pickle of Europe, with your eyes of Russia, with your eyes of no money, with your eyes of false China, with your eyes of Aunt Ellen, with your eyes of starving India, with your eyes of pissing in the park, with your eyes of America taking a fall, with your eyes of failure at the piano, with your eyes of operating table. With your eyes with the pancreas removed. With your eyes with an appendix operation. With your eyes with abortion. With your eyes with ovaries removed. With your eyes with shock. With your eyes with lobotomy. With your eyes with divorce. With your eyes with stroke.
Charlie,
well.
Hey, hey, I agree with Charlie. I thought it was nice. Hey, pull over.
Here?
Yeah.
What, do you have another name on your correspondence list?
Yeah. Okay. You two, stay right here. This one shouldn't take long.
Bro, can I talk to you for one second?
Yeah.
What the hell is up with that?
I don't know. But
that's weird.
This
shit is
acting very weird about this list.
What's up with that correspondence list?
I don't know. I mean, who are these people? Judge Hatcher, District Attorney Andrews, Warden Phillips?
What? I think he's killing those people.
Charlie.
Holy shit, he's killing them. Yeah, he's probably eating them too, dude. And although I think eating people is very cool, not if we're involved,
no,
man.
Charlie, he is not
cool.
Killing
we're
anybody,
accomplices.
Okay? No, we are not. He told me that these are people from his past and that he's got to take care of them. And once he takes care of them, he's going to take care of me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that doesn't sound good.
No, that doesn't sound good
at all
for you, bro.
I'm on the list, of course, and then,
What?
Number 12.
What?
Charlie.
What?
Charlie.
Why am I on there?
I don't know.
I don't belong on there.
No.
That's bullshit. You don't put a man on a list. Rip it off. Rip it off. You think he memorized it? Of course he memorized it. You know, that's pointless.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What's this about? Why am I on the list?
Charlie.
It's the heroin thing. Remember when he asked us to put heroin on our bus to smuggle it into prison and we didn't do it?
I didn't put
Now he's all hot and bothered because we don't give him heroin and we don't put it on our butts, man?
I didn't put anything
in my
butt.
You don't do
my
that!
Charlie.
You don't eat someone because they don't have heroin in their
Let's
ass!
Let's get out of here.
No, hold on.
Okay, calm down, Charlie. Calm down.
Red to red.
Are your shorts red to red?
Am I shorts red to red?
You hold this one.
Oh, my God.
I'm freaking out.
Red to red.
Okay.
Red to red.
I can do it. I can do it. Ready?
Let's go.
Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. The first track in that block was by Don't Look Back, and it's called Dark Mobson. So after that, we played 2 minutes of... Actually, it was a clip from the TV show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That had nothing to do with the rest of the show, or... anything, I don't know. It was very unrelated, but I enjoy that one scene from the show, and I thought it was hilarious. And I think some band should use that in a song. So maybe someone will do it, but I just felt like throwing that in there was a nice transition. Because it... I don't know. I don't know why I played that. Let's just move on. After that, we played a song... by a band called Maybe She Will. It's The track was called Not For Want Of Trying off the album with the same name. And the sample used in that song was from a movie called Network, where the main character is a old TV anchor for a news channel, and he slowly loses his mind. And that is probably the best scene in the film. And I'm going to be frank. Maybe She Will is a band I do not like at all. A lot of people like them, and I have no idea why. And, you know, I want to preface this by saying that I used to, more so than now, I used to listen to every album, and I would listen to it, you know, fully from start to finish. And if it wasn't really my thing, I would, you know, give it another shot. And I'm always lenient with albums. I always give stuff a shot. And so I listened to this album by Maybe She Will. And there's only two post-rock related albums I've ever listened to where I thought to myself, this is absolutely horrendous, and I will never listen to it again. And that Maybe She Will album was one of them. But that one track, I thought it was good, mainly because of the sample that they used. Otherwise, it's whatever. It's not that great. But I know there's a lot of Maybe She Will fans out there. Maybe I offended someone right now, but, you know, I just have to say that. I won't say what the other album is, because I generally don't like throwing a band under the bus. And, you know, I just felt very strong about this, so I had to say it. Anyway, we'll move on to a band that I think is very good and, you know, pretty much does not get as much love as a band like Maybe She Will, but I think is way better. And their name is Troubles. And this song is called Orthodox Piano Knot. It's off their album called Centaur, which was released 2007, maybe, something like that. But yeah, I think this track is great, and the vocal sample they use is top notch. So here we go with Troubles.
Would you pray with me? Full of hope. Spirit that inspired it. our faith. Grant us triumphs over unbelief, sin, and Satan. In Jesus' mighty name. They should remember that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. It will be sudden and unexpected by almost everyone. The world will be going on as usual as it was in the days of Noah. Sudden destruction will come upon them, that they not stumble over the word soon. Pray that they will know that for me, it will be soon. For them, it will be sudden. Pray that they will understand that expecting it to be soon is the best way not to drift into the indifference and be snatched away in destruction. And pray that those who come after you will have that same desire. And until then, never forget. Don't let the people forget. When I come, I will crush Satan under your feet. My grace be with you.
smell or some secret tenderness. Word uttered in private, never to be repeated. Listen, it's a language poignant and exact. I can't tell you exactly what I feel for you. The words, inarticulate, resonate in the belly of the waves. Take my hand, we'll mark a path among the pebbles. Pools of brim with the smell of sex. There's nothing here to hem us in.
All right, welcome back to, well, you know the show. Let's go over what we just played. This was the last block in the show. Not a very long show, but pretty standard. I think this should end up being around an hour. The first song was by Troubled. It's called Orthodox Piano Knot The song is by Troubled. The song is called Orthodox Piano Knot, and it's off the album Centaur. After that, we heard a song by, a British band, called Meanwhile, Back in Communist Russia. And the track is called Heliotrope. It's off their album My Elixir, My Poison. And that one wasn't so much a sample, but spoken word. And I think the whole album's kind of like that. I don't really remember too much. But I think the band, you know, generally has this post-rock type music with some spoken word in the back. And finally, in that block, we ended it with 1 Mile North. That track was called Black Lines. And hopefully there weren't any children around, because there's a lot of cursing in that. But I think it's a great sample. And that track was off their album Minor Shadows, which was released maybe 2003. I'd have to double check, but whatever. You can Google it. I'm sure if you like that song. The album is very ambient and a very relaxed album. I think it's very unheralded. Not as many people know about it as they should. Anyway, we have one last track in the show. I hope you enjoyed the show. I could not play as much as I would like to. There's a lot of samples in all of post-rock. I mean, it's a big subsection or sub-genre. I don't want to say sub-genre, but there's a lot of bands that play this type of music or that use this style. Let's just leave it at that. And obviously, we can't play everything. And obviously, with the length of post-rock tracks, and when you try to do an hour-long show, you know, you can't play too many because they're each so long. So I had to cut out quite a bit. And, But hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you found some songs that you hadn't heard before. We're going to end it off with one last track. And I think this track has the best usage of multiple samples I think that I've ever heard. I mean, they throw stuff at you left and right and from many different places, you know, it's all over the place, but they do a really good job and it fits in perfectly with the music. And it's not just, okay, let's play some music and let's throw the sample in the background. They do a really good job of having the music and the samples, you know, play off each other. And the song is by a French band. The band's name is Léon Puma. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And this track is called Toute Pudeur Mise à Part. Something like that. Of course, I probably butchered that. But nevertheless, you can Google Léon Puma. Or it'll also be in the track list if you can't type that in. It's L'Homme, Puma, like the animal / shoe. So that's the whole show. Next week we'll be back. Maybe we'll play the beginning of a series. I'm not sure. Probably not. Maybe we'll go into something else. So hopefully you enjoyed this. We have 6 more shows after this, and we'll call it quits after that. But, yeah. So, see you guys next week, or the week after, and this song is called by Léon Puma.
Sacred Time. really a sorry Redmond. Go on, you can easily say that.
Not in any way the enterprise, nor take it in hand, unadvisedly, lightly, wantonly, to satisfy men's common lusts, appetites, ideas, and no understanding. Reverently, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God, and in the fear of God, and in the fear of God.
Change! I hate changing down. Looking forward to seeing her when she's 70.